Blackstone Publishing presents St. Joan of New York, a novel about God and string theory by Mark Alpert. This book is read by Jesse Valinsky. Introduction: Physics and the Search for Meaning. This novel, as the subtitle says, is about God and string theory. Its heroine is a modern-day version of Joan of Arc. She's a New York City teenager who has an extraordinary talent for math and physics. The novel's plot mixes science and religion, which is perhaps a questionable strategy, more likely to upset readers than to please them. When you write about God, you're almost certain to offend someone. So why did I write such a strange book? It all goes back to the fall of 1981. When I was studying astrophysics at Princeton University. My faculty advisor at the time was J. Richard Gott III, an expert on Einstein's general theory of relativity. In contrast, I was a neophyte, unskilled but eager. My research project was straightforward: determine how the theory of relativity would work in a hypothetical universe that has only two spatial dimensions, plus the dimension of time. In other words, imagine a cosmic flatland that resembles a vast sheet of paper, with infinite length and width, but zero thickness. According to Einstein's theory, how would a massive body in this universe affect the space-time around it? Would there be gravity in flatland? The math really wasn't that hard. The Einstein field equations are much easier to solve in a hypothetical 2+1 dimensional universe than in our actual 3+1 dimensional cosmos. The infamously intricate tensors in those equations, the Einstein tensor, which describes the curvature of spacetime, and the stress energy tensor, which describes the density and flux of energy and momentum, have only 9 components in flatland versus the usual 16. Even with my poor math skills, I was able to find a solution that showed the shape of 2+1 dimensional spacetime around a point mass. Unfortunately, I couldn't figure out the meaning of this mathematical formula. So I showed it to Professor Gott. I rushed to his office and turned to the page in my notebook on which I'd written the spacetime metric in pencil. That was the moment when he gave me the best compliment that one theorist can give to another. "This solution is non-trivial," he exclaimed. Basically, we found that there would be no attraction between masses in flatland, and the geometry of space-time around a point mass would be a cone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?